this action today to send a message to all New London families that regardless of background or status, the city and the school district will do everything it can to protect all of you.
New London's Director of Human Services, Jeannie Milstein, addresses a standing room only crowd in the gym at C.B. Jennings Elementary School. President of the Board of Education, Scott Garbini, says the forum was prompted directly by parents.
We've had some families that have called in and asked, and I'm not using names, but they've called in and said, you know, we don't want to send our child to school today. We're concerned that either we may not be home or that they're going to get taken away when they go to school. To know that it is 2017 and we're living in a day and age where that is a concern of a child disgusts me.
New London is a small district with just over 3,000 students, but its families speak more than 26 languages, and it's home to many undocumented students.
We view diversity as a tremendous asset.
That's Superintendent Manuel Rivera.
And we also have a mission to educate all of our kids. Every single one of our students that comes through this door, we give them our best. And so we wanted them to know that their children can feel safe, and we wanted the students to know that they're safe here in our schools.
As well as a message of reassurance, the forum aimed to give families direct, practical advice about how to prepare for possible encounters with immigration enforcement officers and what to do if they are detained.
Talk to your children. Talk to your families. Everyone should know what's going on. Don't be afraid to speak up for your children or on behalf of your children.
Attorney Michael Doyle runs the Immigration and Advocacy Support Center in New London. He says the last month has been unlike anything he's ever seen, with worried families contacting his office.
I'm overwhelmed. I don't know how else to say it. It's been, I haven't slept or, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
He says so far there's been only one recent detention by ICE in the region, but he's extremely fearful for the future.
I strongly believe, and I think that it's, I don't know if anybody can dispute, that we've just taken perhaps the largest step towards a police state that we've taken since the internment camps back around the World War II.
Superintendent Rivera says he believes the response Monday proves the need for this kind of intervention from the city.
So, you know, if we reach a handful of parents tonight, and obviously there are significantly more than a handful of people here tonight, then that's a good sign, that's a good thing, because they'll be able to communicate with others who might have even feared coming here tonight.
The school board will meet Thursday to finalize an emergency protocol instructing all staff how to proceed if immigration officers attempt to detain students on school grounds. Though two memos released last week outline plans for enforcement of Donald Trump's expanded deportation plans, federal policy on immigration enforcement in churches and other sensitive locations like schools has not changed. That was clarified in a 2011 memo under President Obama and says enforcement actions should not occur at these locations, barring certain circumstances, such as imminent risk to human life or suspected terrorist activity. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.